The future of reporting, now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Tonight, I'm proud to say we will continue to be the mayor. I will continue to be the mayor, and we will continue to be the team of all Montrealers.
Good morning. It's currently 12 degrees at the Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Hannah Thompson.
Here are today's headlines. Valerie Plante wins a second term. U.S. borders are now open with long lineups. A call for more healthcare workers. In the end, it wasn't even close. Valerie Plante and her Projet Montreal party won the race of Montreal mayor by more than 13 points. She got 52% of the votes, while her rival Denis Coderre only received 37.5% support. During her speech, Plante delivered a special message for Anglophones and Allophones.
Montreal is a city of many diverse communities, and we're proud of that. Groups who have their long-lasting institution and tradition.
Women take the reins in Quebec. After a record-breaking election, five of Quebec's largest cities elect female mayors. Jordan McKay has that story.
Women become the majority in Montreal, as 14 of the 26 boroughs elect female representatives. However, it's in Quebec's five biggest cities where mayoral seats will go to women. Equal Voices Executive Director Eleanor Fass says they are ecstatic with the result of Quebec's elections. However, they remark that more work needs to be done.
We need to not just think about gender balance, but also all the other aspects of a diverse city like Montreal, and ensure that we're also thinking about electing more racialized candidates, more LGBTQ+ candidates, and more disabled candidates, and so on. But obviously, gender balance is a really important part of the equation, and it's great news.
The trend in Quebec and in Montreal show the province's move towards a more progressive stance. But, as Robert Frank, a political scientist, remarks, this trend means gender-based wins will be harder to come by.
There were a number of women who were elected. There were also a number of women who were spectacularly defeated. And it was interesting to watch some election results come in districts where candidates who had previously campaigned in part on being a woman were facing challenges only from other women.
He claims this is due in part to a move towards issue-centric politics, where the issues that candidates stand for will play a larger role in their wins. Though the progress made in Quebec and in Montreal is significant, work remains to be done, as women only make up 30% of Canadian Parliament. Jordan McKay, Concordia News, NDG.
Montreals are barely voting in municipal elections. With the recent polls, Elections Montreal reported a decrease in voter turnout and registered votes this year. Mohamed Khan is live with us in the studio. Mohamed, how many people are not voting?
Only 36% of Montrealers have appeared to vote recently in the recent elections. Elections Montreal reported a decrease in 6% in turnout for polls yesterday, with 30,000 less registered voters this year in comparison to 2017. However, advanced polling has shown a doubled increase from 6 to 12% of all ballots being cast in advance. Still, only 400,000 Montrealers went to vote this weekend.
And why aren't people voting?
Well, basically, a large part of it has to do with a decline in local political coverage and media coverage for campaigns. While big cities are less affected, there's still a lot less political coverage for municipal politics. And there's as well a lack of engagement with political parties.
What's being done to encourage citizens to vote?
Well, according to Ryerson advisor John Beebe of the Democratic Engagement Department, not enough is being done to encourage citizens to vote.
It is a challenge. Some municipalities are really going out of their way to reduce barriers to participation and encourage political participation. But the bigger issue is not that voting is difficult.
B believes that barriers to voting have been reduced and that voting is easier more than ever these days. However, there is a lack of interest among municipal voters, and incentives must be created to get people to democratically participate.
Thank you, Mohammed. The city of Pointe Claire just elected their new mayor after 4 years. After a neck-and-neck race in the polls, there's still speculation on who actually won the election. Alexa Togurin-Laurent reports.
In an unexpected turn of events, newly elected City Mayor Tim Thomas celebrated his victory over the incumbent John Belvedere by 61 votes. After speculation of losing against Belvedere, he managed to beat his incumbency and expressed gratitude towards his new role.
It's an honor and a privilege, and I pulled off something very rare, so I'll count my blessings.
Former Mayor Belvedere is delighted with Thomas's victory, but he's unsure if the votes are final. He says a recount will bring more hope of keeping his position.
There's only 61 votes separating the two of us, so there might be a recount coming up in the future. We'll find out more today.
Throughout Thomas's campaign trail, he promised to protect the city's historical buildings and green spaces from upcoming construction projects. For now, Thomas is mobilizing in action. For Concordia News, I'm Alexa Togori-Loren.
A hectic night in Quebec City results with the wrong candidate delivering a speech. Marchand finally won with less than 1% at the end of the night against Marie-Josée Savard. Savard had 39% of the votes, while Marchand had 25% at 8:30 p.m. Mainstream TV media mistakenly reported her as the winner. Healthcare unions had a series of meetings with the provincial government to try to attract new workers and to keep the ones they already have. Those unions are holding a press conference this morning. Zina Shuaibi is attending it. So Zina, what are some of the issues that the different unions present are raising?
Yeah, okay. The different groups actually, like the SPCM and the SPQ, they are preventing the medical care workers. So like the government is not being cooperative enough and that their voices are not being heard. So I spoke with Claire Montour from the Fédération de la Santé du Québec, and here what she has to say.
So we have found four topics, four themes under which to regroup our demands, and which are about why our members, the workers, what they need to be able to keep doing, to keep providing effectively the services to the population and remain healthy and being able to remain in.
What are some of the solutions that they're proposing?
Yeah, like he said in the clip, the solutions are actually they consist like in four topics, four themes. So the first one is that they want to respect the negotiated agreement that the government signed with them, and they seem like to have a problem with coercion that is also applied when it comes to medical care workers. So they feel like that should be discussed with them. And also, they want to respect the new rules, like you said, they agreed on. So what they feel like, the problem is, like, they feel like they're a little bit intimidated. And they're forced to, like, work more and do stuff more when they're not supposed to do it. Like, that's it, basically.
What are future plans if things stay like they are right now?
So the Federation is actually looking to want to take it to the next level. I, again, spoke to Claire Marion, and, yeah, she said, like, they will take it to the next level if they have to. Let's see what she has.
First step is this, later this morning, the minister will give his own press conference and will say how he is reacting to that precise situation, and we'll see from there. Solutions we are asking for, which are ways to make sure people stay in the profession and come in.
Thank you, Zina. If you're planning to take advantage of the U.S. borders opening for non-essential travels, be ready to wait. As late as 8:30, there's still a three-hour lineup at the Saint-Bernard de la Côte border. A proof of vaccination is required, which may cause further delays. In sports news today, Max Verstappen comes out winner of the Mexico Grand Prix. The Falcons secure a win against the Saints in a spectacular end. And CF Montreal's season ended yesterday after a loss against Orlando City SC. Here's Joel Jalbert with all your sports news.
DK around the keeper. Down, DK scores!
In soccer, a goal by Daryl DK helped Orlando City SC secure a spot in the playoffs, while CF Montreal's hopes came to an end. After going down 1-0, Romel Quijote scored for Montreal, but the forward was called offside. The play received controversy as head coach Wilfred Nancy was yellow-carded while he demanded an explanation. Despite this, CF Montreal are determined on finishing positively and adding an 11th Voyageurs Cup to their trophy case as they are hopeful to winning the Canadian Soccer Championship.
Ryan on first down. It is caught by Patterson.
This was the call on Fox when the Atlanta Falcons secured a 27-25 win against the New Orleans Saints on Sunday Night Football. The impressive 64-yard pass was caught by Patterson and completed with only 50 seconds left to the game. The New England Patriots also won 24-6 against the Carolina Panthers, and the Cleveland Browns beat the Cincinnati Bengals 41-16.
And for the third time here, he wins the Mexico City Grand Prix!
In Formula One, Max Verstappen now stands at the top of the championship, 19 points ahead of seven-time world champion Lewis Hamilton. Verstappen came out on top of the Mexico Grand Prix after the Dutch overtook both Mercedes drivers in the first corner of the race. His Red Bull teammate was also the first Mexican to stand on the podium at the Mexico Grand Prix and delivered a heartfelt yet funny message to the radio.
Thank you guys. I'm so happy we won in my country. Thank you guys. Now time for some tequila.
In hockey news, Vancouver Canucks beat Dallas Stars 6-3, while the Anaheim Ducks beat the St. Louis Blues an impressive 4-1. Canadiens goalie Carey Price is coming back with the team after a knee surgery. Although he is not set to play for another month, he will start training with the team.
A prank organized by a satire Facebook page caused a major headache for the Saint-Hubert in Saint-Adèle. The Facebook event created an event promoting a collaboration with Quebec singer Marie-Chantal Toupin and DaBaby. More than 1,000 people responded to the Facebook event. Saint-Hubert restaurant was stuck answering multiple phone calls from disappointed fans. It's currently 13 degrees and sunny today. It looks like the rest of the week will continue to be warm and sunny. Be sure to enjoy this nice weather before Friday. Get your umbrellas ready for a whole weekend of heavy rain. That's your news to 1127. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News, I'm Hannah Tjongson.